A leading anti-war congressman doesn't think lawmakers will be able to pass any meaningful bill to bring the troops home anytime soon. Democrat John Murtha says he thinks Republicans won't start supporting anti-war legislation until after the presidential election. That doesn't come as any surprise to NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr, who has these thoughts on the latest round of the Iraq debate.
The Iraq week that was in the nation's capital is over. President Bush has gone on to nominate an attorney general and to resist the child health bill in Congress. And as to what was changed by the long-heralded turning point on the Iraq War, the answer is precious little. The turning point turned out to be mainly a spinning point. The president subcontracted his commandership to his now favorite general, David Petraeus. A week of rigorous hearings produced no vision of an end to America's armed intrusion into the deadly sectarian war in Iraq. Changes? Well, 5,700 soldiers and Marines will be brought home by Christmas, a token to relieve public pressure. By next spring, troop strength may be brought back to the pre-surge level, but the surge was always meant to be temporary. And that's it, except for the late entry of Defense Secretary Robert Gates with his non-binding musing that if all goes well, maybe strength could be further reduced to 100,000 next year. And that's it. A series of bases are being built all over Iraq, and President Bush talks openly of handing over the war to his successor. The Democrats are not finding it easy to mount an effective opposition. Some of them are rallying around an amendment offered by Virginia Senator Jim Webb that would bring troops home for periods equal to their field service. Too clever by half. The administration sees it for what it is, a disguised plan for drawing down more troops, and the president will have none of it. The fact is that while a majority of Americans oppose the war and want the troops back, the Democrats have yet to come up with an effective strategy to force the president's hand. Pennsylvania Representative John Murtha, Vietnam veteran, outspoken advocate of an immediate withdrawal of American troops, says the pleas of the public fall on deaf ears. The Iraq week that was is behind us, and we are back with the war that is. This is Daniel Schorr.